All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Nobody Cares Anthony podcast. Today we have a very special guest by the name of Jackie Donovan. I think the significance of having her on, a lot of people have heard the story, friend of mine, yada, 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 convinced me to stop making videos. I don't want to make videos. She pushed me to make videos, and now here we are today. So she's essentially responsible for all my success and this podcast and where I'm at in life. If it wasn't for her, I'd probably be homeless. And she likes to remind me of that on a weekly basis. So here's Jackie Donovan. Welcome, Jackie. How are we doing today?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thanks so much.
Of course.
I don't like the way Packy was just saying, of course.
Why?
I think we need to start over. I don't like the way. No, leave it in.
Oh, we're not doing this.
That's not bad.
So let's actually, you know what? A lot of people say, what happened to the podcast that you were supposed to do with Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's no secret by now that was a really rough time in my life. I was like in the middle of a dark depression, and we started the podcast, and then I just, you know, we did what, like maybe three episodes that will never see the light of day, and then I mean,
you've covered every topic on your podcast.
Yeah, but we just threw in the towel.
Yeah.
Well, I threw him the towel.
No. So let me paint the picture.
Okay.
So
don't paint me. Don't paint me to be some fucking asshole right here, please.
So we come to the conclusion, you're like, hey, I really like need to be proactive. I find the studio Tuesday nights. I'm like, does this work for you? Yes. We start filming Tuesday nights. And I keep telling him, I'm like, Anthony, this is your show. I'm like kind of just along for the ride. If at any point you want me to bow out and you need to just do the solo or bring on someone, I'm cool with that. Like, let's just communicate. My schedule is really busy. It is what it is, right? Fast forward three episodes in. The Tuesday's about to roll around. Come with me on a flight to LA.
Oh, yeah. When was that? Was that the first LA trip or the second one?
Stop. I had already texted you like, hey, just like confirming, circling back for Tuesday night. And
so that was first LA trip.
Nothing. Silence.
Josh, is there a button I can press to cut her mic during this episode? No, keep going.
So,
okay.
It's like Monday night and Jeff's like going over the schedule for the week. And he's like, hey, what's up with like tomorrow night? Are you going to meet Anthony to podcast? And I'm like...
Keep going.
And I'm like, no, he's in LA and he's not answering my phone calls. And I was wicked mad at you because I was just like, I thought I was very clear from the beginning that this wasn't my shtick. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to be like a good friend.
Yes.
And you look at him, he's dying to talk. He literally is like, give me the moment.
No, I'm letting you go.
So,
keep going.
Yeah, look
keep
at him.
Going.
So
hopefully,
fidgety.
Hopefully, fucking.
So basically, what
by
happens
by the time
is,
she's done, I'm going to owe another month's rent. So No, keep going, please. I'm just joking. Just keep going, please.
No,
hopefully,
so
we're almost done.
The long and the short of it is fucking that a couple weeks go by, and then I get this paragraph of like, I'm sorry, I was in a dark place.
Did I not message you at all during the LA trip?
No. Nope.
I just completely. Okay. That was kind of like a, so it was Christmas time.
No, it wasn't.
So then it was the second LA trip.
The second LA trip was like 8 months ago.
It was like March.
Okay, so it was the second time I went. I'm trying to remember which, because I went to LA for
you
New Year's.
You had a tie-dye shirt on, a tie-dye sweater, and I was like, what the fuck is he wearing?
I was wearing a tie-dye sweater? I was wearing a tie-dye sweater. Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I was.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. It was not. I mean, I was trying to fit in. I don't know. I wasn't. I was trying to fit in. People dress different in LA. And I was trying to fit in.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, come on. All right. Can I tell my side?
Yep.
All right. So essentially, everything she said was correct. I'm not arguing. I'm not. I mean, all you did was spew out the facts. You know what I mean? But yeah. I mean, I kind of just was in. I was in a very dark place in my life. And which it's not like that's foreign territory to me. And I sort of just, I do this sometimes where I'll just hop on a plane and run away. And any problems that I have back home, I just forget about them. Anything I'm not just no, listen, it's not, I'm not saying it's a good habit.
For a whole
I'm
week,
just saying,
he forgets about them.
I'm not saying it's a good habit. I'm just saying that I have a tendency to do that where it's like not only just like major problems, but anything that's stressing me out that like I don't want to think about, not you in particular, just the whole like dynamics of the podcast. I don't know if I want to do this. So instead of being an adult and saying, hey, Jackie, can we talk for a second? I got to talk to you about the podcast. I'm not really feeling it. And we're very close, so I know you would have been like, okay, cool. And we would have been completely fine. And instead, I just booked a flight and left. And fucking, I'm not saying that like not wanting to do the podcast because I was so depressed was like the driving force of me going to LA. But it was like one of many things on a list of stuff of why I wanted to just kind of escape because I don't do drugs anymore. That used to be my last escape. So the only way that I can kind of escape immediately is to hop on a plane and just be in a completely different destination. And it's kind of like stimulating. I'm somewhere new, but then like I've experienced like lonely, like weird, lonely, like hotel nights where now I'm in California by myself, depressed. You know what I mean?
By himself.
No, I didn't have anybody staying with me in the room. Like I hung out with people, saw people, but there was times where I was alone and I was like, all right, this still kind of sucks. But and then it helps a little bit, but then as soon as I land at Logan, it all comes flooding back. Dude.
It's all coming back.
And then, then eventually, I think on the flight home is when I sent that long text.
Now we're
fine.
Yeah.
We were fine immediately.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were always going to be fine.
And that's kind of messed up of me because the way I handled it was like it's in my head.
Well, it's just not our relationship at all. So I was just like, why is he not responding to me? I was like, this is weird.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead, Packy.
Yeah. Okay. So the same thing.
I knew he was going to say
the same
something.
Thing happened when this podcast started. Yo, we meeting on Sunday? Yo, we meeting on Sunday? Call him once a day. But the thing is, I was like a crazy ex-girlfriend. I keep hitting him up and hitting him up, until finally I was like, fuck, I got to answer this goddamn kid. So I just kept hitting him up. And finally, all right, I'll see you Sunday. Not a word spoken before then. Get here, talk, leave. Won't speak for a whole nother week.
Yeah, I actually brought this up. I know you guys don't watch anything that I post, so I actually brought this up. I actually brought this up on one of my mental health walks of like I'm very honest on these walks sometimes, like brutally, to the point where it's like, why are you saying this to the world? You know what I mean? But I talked about how I'm a horrible friend because I have a tendency to shut people out, push people away, I like to like break down the psychology of things and try to figure out the root. Like, why am I like this? You know what I mean? I'm not just like innately like this. Why am I like this? And so I figured out that, you know, my first big group of friends that I had that I was like really close to, where my friends meant everything to me. One, my best friend hooked up with my girlfriend at the time, and like I lost trust in that friend group and moved on, and then bounced around to different friends, right? And then start dating somebody, and then she dies.
Oh my God. We're trauma dumping on this episode. Is that what this is? This podcast is just trauma dumping Anthony.
But here's the thing.
Listen, give me a hand.
Can we mute their mics?
No. Come here. Give me a hand, buddy.
Hold on. I'm going to wait for my opportunity to talk. Because if you tell a story that makes me look like a fucking asshole, and I can't give my reasoning as to why I acted like that, and I just go, yep, I was an asshole. Let's talk about sports. No, I have to defend myself and say, okay, this is the psychology behind why I treat people like that.
But you don't have to do that, ready? So here's the thing. You don't have to explain yourself.
Jackie's a therapist, Becky.
Because you're good. No, because we're good. And I'm a well enough human that like I know that you're good.
Yes.
You don't need to deep dive into your BPD issues that you probably have. You probably have a little bit of borderline personality disorder.
The thing is, I don't. I'm not thinking about if we're good. I know we're good. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you
I'm
have to explain.
I'm thinking about all the people listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop caring.
Okay. Yeah. You. Should I wear a hat? Should I not wear a hat? Should I put this cover on me? Should I not do this? So you do the same fucking thing, except behind the scenes. I'm just more open about it, and I fucking talk about it, and I don't, you know what I mean, pretend that I don't care when I actually do. So let's talk about that. You know what I mean? How's my hair? Do I need to? I need to put these eyelashes. Oh my god! Am I sitting right? Make sure I'm in the middle so I have the right angle. And then you sit there as if all this stuff doesn't bother you. So it's kind of fake. At least I'm real and I talk about what's going on.
So listen, I look at how mad he's getting.
No, but it's. I mean, it's true.
I understand. We're all. I'll speak for myself. I'll keep it in the eye. Mm-hmm. I am insecure. I know that about myself, right? I just think there comes a point that you have to just. The show must go on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to, I think right now you're in the process of verbally getting through your mental health by talking about it
mm-hmm.
in that situation. But I just don't think you need to over-explain sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand where you're coming from, and that makes a lot of sense. But what helps you and what works for you might not help me and work for me, right? And
okay, can we go somewhere else?
No, I mean, you started by saying, oh, let's talk about why we didn't do the podcast. Anthony's an asshole and he completely ignored me. And so let me just tell this story. And Anthony, don't fucking talk about your point of view or anything about it. I'm just going to explain how Anthony was an asshole and left me hanging. And now let's talk about the politics. Like, no, let me fucking.
Who are you voting for?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I don't want to. No, posted the clip about friggin' religion, and I got people commenting. Oh, let me read this friggin' comment from this lady.
Before that, I will say though, Anthony, the calls and texts, I didn't care, because when I knew when we were in person, when it was on site, it was fine. Because we went back to normal.
No. Don't even talk about this type of shit because I can't even defend myself. I can't even speak on it. So you guys are like telling me these things. And then when it's my turn to speak, it's, oh, no, you shouldn't think like that. You need to stop talking. So I can't explain. So just whatever you need to say, have at it. And I'll just eat it and not fucking talk about it.
I will listen. Let's hold hands.
I got to read this comment.
Let's hold hands really quick.
Can you finish your thought at least? And then we can go to this.
No.
Please don't let him finish his thought.
I cannot finish his thought.
I want him to.
Thank you.
And maybe everybody now that's listening can understand why I fucking am not doing a podcast with Jackie. Because if you ever heard me and Packy get like this certain episode, no, you haven't. So maybe I don't need to explain myself. The fucking proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding.
That's really funny.
Oh, Anthony, why didn't you do it? But here you go, everybody. Now, let me read this comment from this lady.
Yeah, you talked about priests being diddlers, dude.
All right, well, that's what turns me off about Catholicism is that, like, all right, if that shit's all, like, legit, why have thousands of priests rape children? Like, it's just something's not adding up. And the fact that I'm even skeptical, I can't even be skeptical about it. Skeptical. So the lady wrote, you should not be joking about the Eucharist. Okay. Good luck, because that's a one-way ticket to hell. And you're just as bad as Kamala Harris. I hope you lose a lot of followers. I'll be sure to let everyone know about you. Poor decisions on your behalf. Shame on you. There's plenty of topics you can laugh about, but don't you dare touch the blessed Eucharist. Right? So I said, and it's people like you that give the church a bad name, you nut job.
Anthony.
And then what did she say about the... She goes, it's you who dares insult the Holy Eucharist. I feel sorry for you. And then she kept going. She kept, like, responding to everybody, leaving comments. So, I mean, I lost, like, 700 followers that day from fucking talking about it. But people don't understand. It's coming from a comedic place. And also, how can you argue with me? Like, and instead of being like, you're going to hell, blah, 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 blah. If you're that passionate about your religion, how about, like, educate me? Give me a reason why... Like, the priests can do that, and Catholicism can still be taken seriously, right? And what they'll always do, because one thing about the Bible that I've realized, there's always a section in a verse that can apply to anything. John chapter 12, verse 72, thou shall not, ba 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 ba, and then that's their reasoning for everything. But she should have just been like, okay, hey, I can understand how you would feel like that because of the press that the priests are getting for molesting children. Here's why that those priests, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But
here's why those priests did it.
I'm going
to
hell.
And then let them talk like you talked about why you did it, right? same
sure,
thing.
Sure. I'm going to finish what I was saying before, you like it or not, because this is the Nobody Cares Anthony podcast, not the part-time friends, okay? Not the Jackie Donovan experience. This is my fucking show. All these cameras, these lights, I pay for the production. So I'm going to fucking tell you what I was getting at, right? And she doesn't like when I get like melancholy and start talking about my mental health, because I did give her credit in a walking video that I made the other day where I said, because you were one of the first people that I went to in talking about this sort of stuff over the phone, because I don't talk to many people. And I was talking to you about how I was feeling and what was going on and the piece of advice you gave me, because I wanted to make a video right then and there. I wanted to be like, listen, everybody, I'm not doing too hot. And you were like, why don't you not do that? Just wait until you figured out a solution to start talking about it more. And I feel a lot better. And I found a lot of things that have worked for me. And so that's when I started talking about it, because I could talk about my experience, but at the same time also offer a solution, right? And so what I was about to do in talking about my actions on why I'm such a bad friend, I was going to explain my history of mistrusting people and then talk about how it's affected me today and then offer a solution to that problem. But Jackie cut me off because she doesn't like for me to be melancholy and talk about depression and mental health.
Because I do think that you're a good friend. And I think that you're just digging too deep. But I'm telling you, I get what you're saying, right?
Right.
I think that you are a good friend, and I think you can just leave it right there. I think that I understand.
But we're it's not me and you in the living room. We have fucking microphones in front of our face. We have a guy in the corner, like, making sure production's all right. There's lights, and then I'm going to push this out into the world, and I have hundreds of thousands of followers. So I'm not just going to, I know, we know we're good, but then if we leave it at that, just me and you know we're good. Nobody fucking else knows what's going on. They don't know our history. They don't know the story. They don't know, like, everything about my past. So we're good, and then we move on to the next subject, and people are going, that was awkward and fucking, that was really weird, and why would he do that to her? But we've moved on, and now we're talking about, like, the Patriots suck, or fucking Larry the Sloth, or my upcoming trip to New Orleans, or, you know what I mean, other things that you want to talk about, or Packy wants to talk about his kids and how his work day was. But as soon as I talk about, like, I got to dead girlfriend, and she was like, no, we're not doing this. But to wrap it up, okay? And then I've talked about on the podcast before my struggles, yada, yada, yada. So then I heal from that situation. I find a new group of friends, and I'm not going to get into details, right? But one of my best friends from my previous group of friends screwed me over and is a friggin' asshole and kind of kicked me to the side. And so I was like, I have no luck when I give myself to a group of friends or to a friend and I get really close to them, I always get screwed over. So my reaction to that is to push everybody away, right? And not answer people and not get too close to people and have all of these like acquaintances and not bring anybody really into my bubble, right? And Jackie is one of the only people that is in that bubble, right? And, and so it was like, I knew I didn't want to do the podcast, and I just didn't have the heart to tell her because I knew she was excited about it. But I also knew deep down she wouldn't give a shit, and I knew we're close enough where it wouldn't even put a dent in our friendship whatsoever. But I have this thing where I just push people away. I don't talk to people. I ignore people, and I shut everybody out. And it fuels my depression. It fuels my anxiety. It fuels when you're lonely and you don't have people to talk to and it's your fault because you push them away. It sucks.
Of course.
And, when you're feeling down and you're feeling depressed, you need people in your life. To go through something like that alone is like nearly impossible. And whether it's family, friends, a therapist, whatever it is. And so, now you told a little story and I kind of shed light on how I am with friendships and relationships and why I push people away. And to work on that sort of thing is coming to those realizations and realizing that that's not fair and it's really selfish. And that if I want to have people in my life that I can lean on, it's a two-way street. I can't just expect people to be good friends to me and be shitty to them. It's a two-way street. It goes both ways. So that's something that, like, I need to work on. And I think by when you end up alone and you end up, you know, this really popular guy, and then all of a sudden, like, you have nobody, it sucks. And it sucks to the point where it makes me want to make changes, if that makes sense. Okay? Now we can talk about the weather that I got that off my chest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we all have kids here. How was trick-or-treating this past weekend?
The segue. That was a fucking electric segue. I tried. I love it. Breaks up the fucking the whole shit.
But anyway, did you have a good time trick-or-treating with your son?
Yes. It was great.
Shouldn't have been a yes or no question, but
yeah. No, I had it.
How was yours?
Mine was great. That was awesome.
What did you guys do? Do you go around and knock on doors and then someone opens it and then puts fucking candy in your bin? Yeah, let's talk about that. The mental health shit's boring. Let's talk about Halloween.
I will say this was a special one. This is the first Halloween I've had in my new house. The neighborhood.
You giving out candy.
And giving out candy. You got to walk the neighborhood with the kids. Like, this is your neighborhood. Soon enough, instead of waiting for us, you'd be running around with your friends while we're just walking in the group of parents. And it felt really good because the kids are getting used to, like, being in their own neighborhood now. And it's cool. I think it's
so
cool.
So when you guys go trick-or-treating with the kids, do you leave the bowl out?
My parents came over. And they handled the candy. For some reason, their neighborhood just doesn't have kids anymore, so they don't get any. But our neighborhood, they said, is like the busier one in Bourne. So my parents were there handing out candy all night. And it was great. We came home. And the kids gave up quickly because they're only 5 and 3.
Yeah.
So like my daughter, after she saw the stroller on the walk by our house, we were going around the circle, and she's like, can you get the stroller, mama? Because she was tired. Her little tiny legs.
What were they?
She was Peppa Pig. Aww. And he was Jack Skeleton.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was good. It was awesome.
Jackie's daughter actually had one of the best Halloween costumes I've ever seen in my entire life.
She was Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump.
That's awesome. Oh, I saw that on your Instagram.
Yes.
That was great.
She sent it to me, and I didn't even know it was her. I thought she was just sending me somebody she saw in the neighborhood, and I was like, oh, that's a sick costume. Forrest Gump's my favorite movie.
Yes.
It was her daughter.
That's the greatest.
Yeah, he kept on saying it. I was like, I know it's your favorite movie, but it's my kid.
I didn't even know.
He was like, oh my God, that's Frankie. I was like, yeah.
Did she wheel around every house?
So she really leaned into the character. So I got the wheelchair. So what I did, I put slits at the end, like the back of her pants. Yep. So she was able to, so she had black leggings on, so she was able to walk, and I stuffed the pant legs, like the amputee legs, with sheets. But she really leaned in and was making her best friend, who was Forrest, go to every house. She was like, I'm an amputee. I can't. I was like, no, get up. And then her friend was like, I wish I had a disability. And he was like, I was like, no, these aren't things we pray for. These are not things we ask.
Imagine wheeling by somebody with actually no legs though during that.
So I think people were really confused at one point. They'd just be like, oh, and then they like realized that she was Lieutenant Dan. And then there was houses that were like, you know, getting like smothered, and they were just like, yeah, Lieutenant Dan, taking like pictures and videos. So she, it was great. It was really good. Yeah, it was really hot out. My son was a gorilla. He was profusely sweating. It was disgusting.
Very warm.
He runs hot anyway. But yeah, so they got tired early. They tapped out. And then she was like, I didn't even get any candy because I was in the wheelchair. You know, it was just like, it was a losing battle for sure.
Yeah, it's funny how it was fucking 90 degrees.
I know.
Like, sometimes it snows. 90 degrees. And then the next day, 42.
Oh, freezing.
Ridiculous. Glad we got Halloween and weather out of the way.
You did incorporate weather in that. You did somehow.
I go on these friggin' walks, and it's like 2 days ago I was in a t-shirt sweating buckets, and then today I go outside and I have to defrost my windshield. Ridiculous.
The lady who pulled over on the main road there to say hi to you was
what happened
awesome.
With that?
Yeah, I mean, so I've gotten stopped a couple of times on this walk, and this lady... Like a path to my walk is like a main road where people are going like 50 miles an hour. And this lady just whipped right, slammed on the brakes, whipped right over. Wasn't even like fully in the breakdown lane all the way. And then jumped out of her car and started walking towards me.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah. And it was.
Did she want to date you?
No. She was just on the phone with her husband. Her and her husband are big fans. And it's. you know, I've had a lot of people come up to me and the interactions are always different, but this one was unique in a sense where she kind of got emotional, and it was because I was on the mental health walk and she didn't get into like details.
You weren't just on a walk. You were on a mental health.
Mental health walk. Yeah, yeah. That's it's walking with a purpose. I don't just go on walks.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Walking
that's
a
right.
dog.
Okay.
Walking. So I don't know if, because she didn't like go into detail. So the lady's like crying, dude. She has tears in her eyes. And she started to say like kind of why she was emotional, but then she cut herself off. So I don't know like what part of my story or what she heard or whatever it was that was like making her, what she was going through. Cause she didn't get into it. She kind of cut herself off and I just gave her a hug and then she, you know, got in her car. And
I want you to send her a message. Look in that camera and send her a message.
Well, I forget her name. I'm bad with names. But then I'm so terrible with names. I have like pots in my brain.
Just send her a message.
Well, hey, it was very sweet of you the way, you know, we interacted when you pulled over and it meant a lot to me. And I carried that with me through the rest of my day. Whatever it is that you're going through or whatever I said that resonated with you that made you get emotional, I'm glad I could help in any way, and thank you for your support, and I love you. I'm cutting this part.
No, Josh, I want you to do a slow zoom, right, with, like, a message from Anthony to his walking fans, and then I want you to just slow zoom, and I want there to be melancholy music in the back.
That's, you know, I'm growing this mustache for you, Anthony.
Why?
Because it's for mental health, men's depression, colon cancer and prostate cancer.
It's for you, buddy.
That's what Movember's for, to raise awareness for those
Movember?
Things.
Movember?
Yes.
So no shave November?
No, it's Movember.
Movember. Now it's Movember.
Yes. It's for...
They're coming up with too many things.
Movember's maybe I'll grow mine out, too.
Probably wouldn't take too long.
It's so cold.
I'm sorry. No, but they're doing too many things.
Mean.
That was mean.
I'm sorry.
Should I talk about how that affects my mental
No. Yeah, talk about
I'm not doing that.
History, where it comes from. Why that bothered you? Your insecurities.
But it's for you. It's for mental health. It's to raise awareness for men's mental health.
Listen, I talk about mental health and I'm going on these walks, but I'm not a fucking nutcase. You don't need to grow a mustache out for me. This is for you.
I mean,
this is for you. Like you have a fucking, like you.
I mean, Anthony,
you
this
have
is
a
the,
breast
this
cancer
is,
flag.
This is the narrative you're like, that you're playing you. Into, though. This is what the whole fucking podcast has been this far. So the fact that Paggy leaned into your fucking narrative and now it's fucking
no,
it's not for me.
Because God forbid I touch on the subject, the fucking guest on the podcast is like, don't go that direction. And then she wonders why I didn't want to do one with her. No, don't go there. I know this is your show and I would never take away from it. And I'm totally fine being a sidekick. But let me fucking tell you on the podcast what you should and shouldn't talk
Paggy,
about.
Don't do a mustache for me. I don't have anything to worry about.
Jesus like Christ.
I work with a purpose.
God.
Let's hold hands.
I hope.
You dance.
I hope my dedicated followers that are watching this absolutely hate Jackie after this episode and like just don't get her sense of humor at all. And I bet like 5% of you are going to rock with her. But other 95%, I want you to bombard her social media with hate spam. Okay. Glad I got that out of the way. Because what happens is just a little advice in the future, right? When you're doing a podcast with somebody, right, and you give them direction during the recording, like it's something you say after the fact, right? When you give them direction during the recording, it totally kills the whole vibe because now during the rest of the podcast, I'm going to second guess everything I say because I have somebody to my left completely judging everything that I do. So future reference, just save it for after. Like, take notes. Hey, during this week's episode, you kind of talked a little bit too much about the mental health. But when you do it in the middle of the episode, it kind of, now I have this hesitation, right? Where the last 5 episodes we've done, there's been maybe 2 or 3 cuts that we've made, you know, per episode. Now this thing's going to be chopped up like fucking pieces of celery. Do you even chop celery?
Yes, you do. You do. Anthony, just be you.
No. You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
I'm gonna go in the back seat. I'm gonna go in the third row. You know, some Ford Explorers have 2 rows, some have 3. Today we have 3 rows.
The tailpipe.
We're gonna pull over. No. We're gonna pull into the breakdown lane. We're gonna pull into the breakdown lane. All right. I'm gonna get out of the fucking car. Okay, I'm going to shut the door, and then you two can sit in the front, and I'm going to go in the back, in the third row, and I'm going to put my headphones on. Maybe I'm going to read a book, okay? Maybe I'm going to take a fucking nap, all right? Maybe I'm just going to sit back and listen to you guys talk and look out the window of, like, the scenery and the trees and think about my fucking mental health by myself, and you guys can fucking talk. So go ahead.
No.
Take over.
Me?
Yeah. Both of you. Figure it out. I'm in the third row.
But okay. You see, Anthony, when we decided to do this podcast, I agreed to be the sidekick. Nope, I agreed to it.
Talk to Jackie. Don't talk to me. I'm in the third row. I'll come back when you guys need me, because it'll be 15 minutes before you need me.
So,
but I'll come back. Go ahead.
So, Jackie, where are you from?
I just peed on your couch.
Don't stop looking at me. Look at him. Don't look at me. Look at him. I'm not here. I'm in the third row. I got my AirPods in.
Okay. So since Anthony isn't here, so what Anthony doesn't know about tonight...
No, stop bringing me into it. Talk to Packy. I'm not here. Anthony's not here.
So I just said Anthony's not here.
Okay.
So Anthony's not here. What he doesn't know about tonight's episode is that on Facebook today, I actually put up a status and I blocked him from seeing it.
Yep.
So I have been getting... I've been getting DMs. So let me just start off and read what it says. Attention, single ladies. I'm on.
This is true, Anthony. This is true. This is not
Stop
a lie.
She's not, he's not here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
But if he was
I
here.
I forgot.
Okay. I'm on a mission to find a date for my incredible friend, Anthony. Don't worry. He's blocked from seeing this. If you or someone you know is single and ready to mingle, slide into my DMs and tell me why you're the perfect match for him. I know the dating scene is a jungle out there. So here's the twist. You've got to be available to chat tonight. Let's make love happen. If he was here, he would be so mad.
The picture you used of him was a good picture, too. It was a good picture.
The cougars were out.
Oh.
Can I chime in for 2 seconds and then I'll give you a... Let me chime in
Josh,
for 2 seconds.
Do you hear something on the third mic?
No, real quick.
Jackie, do you hear something
chime
on the mic?
Can I just say... What a fucking topic to dive into when I go into the third row of the car to fucking throw that curveball in there. But that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to chime in. Continue between the two of you.
Okay.
I'm fucking in the back.
So seat. I have a couple callers that are going to call. And Josh and I talked this week and he gave me the...
Josh, you're fired.
So if Anthony was here, what I would tell him is, I want you to be happy. I want you to feel loved. So I want to hook you up on a date.
Let's rewind the tape because it doesn't fucking... Let's rewind the tape. Pull up the clips, Josh.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, not really. I think the mic's broken. Yeah.
So
Patty, trying not to laugh.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually text the first caller and see if she'll call.
Oh, please.
And we're just going to call her caller one.
She's going to be talking... I'm not here, so I don't know what she's going to talk to. It's going to be real awkward for her.
You got to be here, though, because she doesn't know. She hasn't heard any of this yet, so.
Can you?
Do I really have to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I want to pick my own girlfriend. I want to pick my own. Let me do it. I want to do it. Let me pick. No,
you
I don't want
to. You're still dwelling over the dead one.
See, we got to cut that out.
Why?
Because
I can't talk about my dead girlfriend that I bring up constantly.
No, because when it's insensitive to put it like that. I'm trying to, you know what I mean, turn a new leaf when it comes to...
His followers, he's not lying. His followers would probably come after your ass badly for that.
No, not everybody, you know what I mean? That's like a between friends thing. You have a dark sense of humor about your girlfriend that passed away.
Yes.
God forbid her father or freaking sister listen to the episode because they fucking hate my guts. One thing about me is one thing I'm learning is that I could admit when I'm wrong. So when she and I was very scared at first because she started with, you know, the whole making me look like an asshole that I ignored her. Right. And she's right. I shouldn't have gone into the whole spiel of the mental health. I should have just said, you know what? Okay, cool story. Let's move on, right? Because I can't touch on it. And then just let the rest of the episode go. And then at the end, the viewer would be like, okay, I can see why he fucking nicks that in the butt. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Do I, am I, I'm talking to these women live?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do I know any of them?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, God, Jackie. Because I don't, I have to be nice no matter what, even if I'm not interested in them.
Caller one is 5'1" and tons of fun. Should really have a great
Oh, God. She's always trying to get me to do like TikTok trends and like stuff like this, which is, I can see the appeal.
Yes.
And it would probably do well. But just not my style. You know what I mean? You know, not an influencer. I talk about that all the time. But this segment, I could see why people would enjoy it, but I don't enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are these voicemails from the Patreon, Josh, that you have up? Or yep. Are these potential girlfriends?
No, we have four voicemails from the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any callers from me?
Just listen to them while we wait.
Are we really going to have girls call in right now?
She texted me about this. Or she messaged me on Facebook about this like last week.
You're off. You're out of the pod.
Jesus.
I sang really
well.
How did
I know Jackie was going to come on? There's going to be 400 cuts.
Me and Anthony have never argued on air. I'll tell you that.
No, because you're too passive to argue.
No. I don't like...
Me and Jackie's like the Clash of the Titans.
I don't like confrontation.
Yeah, you don't like confrontation.
I don't like confrontation.
Yeah.
Which my friends would call bitch, but it's okay.
You're one of the nicest kids I've ever met in my life.
I'll take that title.
I met him 5 minutes ago. One of the best.
Hey, if I end up not wanting to do the podcast with anyone, I'll just call you immediately. I will not hop on a plane and ignore you for weeks, okay?
No, I do that with Disney World. I hop on planes and go to Disney when I have, you know what I mean?
We'll cut that too, because you don't want people to know you're a Disney adult. You do not want people to know you're a Disney adult. You went without kids.
Did you really?
Stop that. No one knows about that.
You're a Disney adult?
Yeah, I went for my birthday, and Anthony called me, and he was like, are you in the fucking Magic Kingdom?
Did you answer the phone when he called you?
I was like, oh, you kids must have been so surprised.
Okay, caller number one wants to call. Just a couple of questions. So, Anthony, what I want you to do with the caller is basically just ask some like 5 questions,
yep.
Important values, stuff like that, okay?
Do a quick 5-liner with her.
Yeah. Okay, caller number one. I just gave her the number.
Can I ask Chad? You gave her my number?
No, the number that Josh... No, is that okay?
No, Josh.
Yeah,
that
we'll
right
figure it out. Calling? All right, Anthony, we have a caller.
Caller.
Oh, dating God. Game begins.
Caller on line one.
Oh, call again.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. This is Anthony Varela. Do you want to start?
Yeah,
Jackie?
I want to start. All right, sorry. Hi, caller one.
Hey.
So I just want Anthony to be able to talk to you, and he's going to ask you a couple questions, and then we're just going to keep taking calls all night.
And this is the first time we've done something like this, so we're trying to figure out the logistics of it.
You're the true caller one.
Is it really the first time you've never done this?
I've done a lot of things on the podcast, but I've never taken calls.
I bet you have.
Oh, here we go. How do you know Jackie?
I've known her for a long time. We don't really have to get into details, right?
No, we don't.
No, we don't have to get into details. No, this is probably just as uncomfortable for you as it is for me. So just know that going into it. And if anything does come of this, what a cool story to tell the grandkids, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So what are like your absolute no's when it comes to looking for a guy? Like, I guess red flags.
I mean, I think I gravitate towards red flags.
Okay. So
I don't think there's no no's in the world.
Okay. Oh, okay. I like that. All okay.
Right. No no's.
That's...
We'll
dive into her trauma later.
Yeah. We don't have to... We don't put that much pressure on caller one. So before Jackie made this status, did you already know who I was?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so
he loves that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was just curious because if she's never heard anything about me before, then it's a little bit of a different conversation. But now that I know there's a little, you know, she's got some backstory.
She knows, works with a purpose.
And you probably might know who I am too.
Have we spoke before?
I don't know.
It kind of sounds like Allie.
It's not Allie.
I was like, could Jackie not find anybody to call? So she just fucking said, Allie, I need you. Please call. All right.
Who's Allison?
It's a mutual friend of me and Jackie's that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I thought I was under the impression that Jackie maybe wanted this segment to work so badly, but then she couldn't find anybody. So she just had one of her friends like kind of change their voice a little bit.
No, I don't think she'd do that.
No, I mean, so now that we got that out of the way, how's my radio voice? Is it attractive? Caller one? Did she hang up? Still there? This call's still going.
Caller, are you there?
Did you overdose?
Stop it. Sorry. I can't say dead girl from me. You ask caller one if she's dead.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Far away. And no, I didn't fucking overdose.
What do you mean when we sound wicked far away? Just that's how it sounds like I'm trying to talk to you from across the room or something?
I don't know if you're talking to them or me.
You.
Okay, so let's hash this out right now. Moving forward.
I think it's using the mic on the laptop. That's why we sound so far away. It's not using this mic. So the sounds come through here, but the mic on the laptop is what she's hearing. Is that what it is, you think?
Yeah, I could hear you better.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, but you're further away.
But I'm the loudest person in the room.
That's true. And I'm more talking into the mic.
Anthony, say it with your chest.
Zing.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, more like it. Let's go.
Jeez, I told you we're trying to figure out the logistics. Okay? Be patient.
Get it together. Maybe you should listen to Jackie more often.
Oh, hey. Thank you. Thank you, caller one. This night's been rocky. Yeah. This episode might never air.
Wait till you listen to the beginning half of this episode. Me and Jackie basically get into a full-blown argument live.
I was so uncomfortable.
It's going to be uncomfortable for the listener, too. All
probably,
right, so
because men always think they're right, you know?
I mean, then clearly you don't know me well enough because I am very okay with admitting that I'm wrong.
Okay.
So caller one, what would you like to do on your first date? Ideal first date.
I'd rather him plan it, but something fun. I don't want like anything awkward. Like I don't like dinners. I don't want you watching me like eat.
Like an experience.
Yeah, so I agree. I've always said dinner dates are the worst because it's like two strangers go to a restaurant, sit in a room with other strangers, then a stranger comes and asks you what you want to eat, and then a stranger brings you food, and then you sit there and watch each other eat. Worst first date.
It's so fucking awkward, so I'd rather not.
Unless you're into mukbangs.
See, I will say Jackie's a tough guest because she has no ability to be a Robin or a Wonder Woman. She always needs to be Superman or Batman. So it's very difficult for her to just kind of take the back seat. You know what I mean? Let somebody else steer the wheel.
No, I think she's doing great.
Team Jackie. Negative 5 points. Team Jackie. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, I mean, I think because of my ADHD, it's so tough for me to plan dates. Like, anything that's not today, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, like, plan far in the future. And it always pisses me off that, like, the guy needs to fucking plan everything. It's like, hey, I'm not good at planning. Can we come together and figure this out as a group? Do I need to do everything by myself?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even decide on food. So, like, I don't expect you to, like, plan a date. But, like, I can work with you.
What about kids?
Yep, I have one.
Okay, I also have one. Do you want more?
I don't know.
So, like, if you met somebody and they didn't want more, you'd be okay with it? And if they did want more, you'd be okay with that? Depending on, like, how much you were into them.
I like that.
Yeah. It's a good neutral. ground there.
What? How do you feel, Anthony? What do you want?
I'm the same way. I'm like, if I fall madly in love with somebody and they don't have kids or they have one and they want more, then I'll do it. But if they don't want kids, I'm totally fine with just having my son and kind of that being it for me. Because when he's in college, I'll be 41. So, I'll, you know what I mean? It's like I'm a younger dad. So it's like I have a kid now and I'm going to be the 60-year-old at the soccer games. You know what I mean? I don't want that. But if I find somebody and it's like a deal breaker and I really care about the person, then I will.
What do you want? Also, do you want to know about caller one? Caller one, what do you do for hobbies in your spare time?
Good question.
That's such like a shitty question.
It is. Is Jackie trying to date you or am I? Can I ask the question?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Caller one, I'm sure you can agree that this is not your typical way of having a conversation with other people in the room listening, and then it's going to be put on a fucking episode of somebody's podcast. But here we are, Jackie put us in this position, so let's just roll with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I like her attitude.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl.
Okay, so hobbies, literally don't really have any besides because I'm a full-time mom, so anything that I can do for myself, I'm jumping right on that.
All right, that brings up my next question. So how busy is your schedule? Like as far, because I know you're a full-time mom, so that makes you very busy within itself. So you add work into the mix. Like how available are you as far as like being able to spend time with someone you're starting to get to know or date? Like are we going to be able to go on a date once a month, once a week? You know what I mean? Because sometimes that frustrates me when I'm, you know, kind of vetting somebody. You know what I mean?
I would say in the beginning, like once a week.
Okay. All right. And then.
That's healthy.
Okay. That makes sense. So next question I have, when you're dating somebody, how long does it take before you're introducing that person to your child?
Oh, like months.
Okay.
And like 6+ months.
If you don't mind me asking, how old is your child?
7.
7. Okay.
That's good.
How old's Ben?
Ben's 11.
Okay.
He's 11.
Okay.
Don't give me that look, Jackie. Oh my God. All right. Well, I feel like I have to scream so she can hear me, which is fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're trying to figure out the caller situation.
Nobody else has called?
No, you're caller one.
One of one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's why, like, logistically, we're trying to figure out, like, how to smooth it over for you and also for
that's good. So I'm recording just teaching purpose. You how to do this.
Well, you're teaching all of us how to do it because it's foreign territory for all of us.
All right.
So how do you feel about the fact that like I am all over social media? Does that, I mean,
you
well, you're calling in,
big?
So. what, social media?
Yeah.
Yes.
What else were you getting at?
Nothing. I was clarifying. So, yeah, I mean, I'm only going up. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lose followers. I'm only gaining them.
Unless you drop another priest joke.
Yeah, I don't want you over there flopping around.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm still, like, posting on a daily basis, and I'm involved with it in the hopes that,
right.
Like,
I
can...
I don't really see it anymore, so I wouldn't know.
What platform were you watching me on the most?
Probably Instagram.
Okay, all right.
I feel like that's the one you're on the most.
That's the one I put more effort into, yeah, for sure.
Maybe you have me, like, blocked or something.
I mean, I do get block happy with people sometimes, but I doubt it. I mean, you would know if I'm blocked. You could just look me up and I wouldn't pop up.
I definitely have you on Snapchat.
Oh, God. So I know you then. How recently was it that we've had a conversation with each other?
I'm not putting that out there.
Okay.
I don't want it to give it away.
You know this person. You know this person.
How do you know that you know them?
Because no. Because the clues she's given me, you might have me blocked. I have you on Snapchat. So if she's on Snapchat.
Guys add people on Snapchat all the time.
Have you two ever met in person?
Mm-hmm.
What? You know what I did the other day actually is I spent like 4 hours and I removed so many people from Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook that like I haven't talked to in 17.
Anybody back?
Probably a couple people because when I was going through and deleting people, I wasn't really remembering names. Like I don't know, at 14 Kristens, I don't know which one is important to me, so I just deleted them all. You know what I mean?
Fucking Kristens.
That's just hyperbole. Okay.
Oh, good word.
My vocab's strong. So now I don't want this to turn into like the guessing game of like.
I don't want it to be that either.
Yeah. So All right, so if...
Are you blonde or are you brunette?
Blonde.
See, I literally just said I don't want it to turn into the
No,
guessing.
I know, but I'm just... That would be a normal... That could be like a question you would ask someone if they were behind a screen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, love is blind?
But also, like...
That's what we're calling this.
Packy, am I right or wrong? You don't give a shit what color a girl's hair is.
Not in the least.
Yeah, not in the slightest. Girls care about other girls' hair.
No, but you don't have a preference on like what you usually go for?
No. As long as it's not like bicked.
No, you absolutely do. That's a lie.
Care about the color of hair?
Not in the least.
So I like redheads. I like brunettes. I like blondes. What other hair color is it? I like girls that dye their hair blue.
Like Jackie said, you don't have a preference.
No, I do not.
Everybody does.
As far as hair color, no. I mean, I have...
Do you have a skin tone preference?
No. No, it's more of like a...
See, knowing you, I think that you do... I think you go for a certain look, if I'm being completely honest. With like who you've told me, like, oh, I think.
I mean,
this
if
one,
we're being
one,
completely honest, yeah. I cast a wide net.
Okay. So let me just stop you there. So the net that you cast, I'm not talking about that net. I'm talking about like potential, I would date her. I think they kind of all look a certain way, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's. To me, I don't think so. You know what I mean? To me, honestly, it's the.
Why don't we pull up the girls and let's decide?
No, I mean, so I'm very like, I've only had two girlfriends my entire life. One is my son's mom. The other one is no longer with us. And that's the only relationship.
What color hair do they have?
My son's mom is dirty blonde and the one that's no longer with us was a brunette. And the one of them is 5 feet. The other one's 5'8". The other one's, you know, whiter skin. The other one's tanner. Like, they couldn't be more opposite than each other. Where they're alike is their personality. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm not shallow because I am. Like, looks... And I feel like everybody is. Looks is the first thing you see in somebody. And then once you get past the looks and, like, all right, we're attracted to each other. Let's see if we mesh personality-wise. Yeah. And that's the deal breaker for me. That's when it's like, okay, let's continue this. So as far as looks are concerned, I don't have specifics. If I'm attracted, I'm attracted. It's the personality beyond that that becomes my type, if that makes sense.
No, okay, I respect that.
Josh, I want you to play, I ain't got no type. Bad bitches is the only thing
so we,
that I
we,
like.
We, I know I'm not playing the guessing game, so we've met in person. Have we hooked up?
No.
Okay, all right.
Have they?
I'm sure you would like to, but we haven't.
ear to ear. Ear to ear grin after you said that. Ear to ear.
He just turned, he blushed a little bit.
I like that. I'm not going to lie. Well, I like the confidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's also not saying much. I'd fuck a Snickers bar if I'm horny enough. But, like, I'm joking. I tried to be funny. That was a joke. And it was funny. I'd fuck a Snickers bar. That's hilarious. I was just making a joke that's not serious. One, I've never fucked a piece of candy in my life.
Maybe that's triggering to people.
Fucking
I'm
Snickers.
I'm kidding.
Bar.
I'm joking. Fuck all the Snickers bars you want, buddy.
All right, so...
Eat them upside down to feel the veins on his tongue.
All right, so caller one. I don't want to keep you here all night. So I'd be interested in
going on a date.
Going on a date and exploring, you know,
okay, look at this.
Where we went wrong in the past.
Look at this, we're making matches.
Killing it.
Josh, we're doing it. Maybe we can get a show on Bravo.
But can we do it like 6 months from now so I don't have to give Jackie any credit? No, I'm kidding. All right, well...
No, you definitely have to give her credit.
Yeah. No, I'm going to follow you around with the camera
so
all night.
So what do we do from here?
I'll give you her number and we, the next time you guys hang out, we'll be on video.
Okay.
If any restaurants want to sponsor this date, let us know.
Are we going to always be on video? Because I'm already on Pornhub. I don't need any more.
What?
Are you really?
We won't get into that. We won't get into that.
Stop. Please stop.
Damn.
This is it. I thought you were going to go on a date, not fucking.
All right. We'll
circle back all at one. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to Anthony.
Thanks, Colin.
Yeah, we're going to clean it up over here. And yeah, you guys will be going out in the North End soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Who is it? You have to tell me right now.
No, but she's going to show up in the North End.
No, I won't do it. I won't do the date. Who is it? Because I don't know what kind of situation.
If you want to be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. Come and rub me the right way.
Okay. Gay. All right. Ready? And yeah, play that one voicemail.
Hi, Anthony and Packy. This is Carianna, North Carolina. I want to let you know about something really cool that came out of being one of your Patreon members. From the community chat, many of us shared where we live now and where we were from originally. I'm from southeastern Massachusetts, but have lived in western North Carolina for the past 10 years. I experienced my first hurricane here last month, Hurricane Helene. It devastated this area, including a few of my awkward turnaround spots. Anyway, for 1 week, we had no power, cell service, internet, nor water. I was unable to communicate to anyone that I was safe. When my cell phone service finally restored from a temporary cell phone tower Verizon provided, the very first notifications I received were from other Nobody Cares Anthony patrons that were checking on me.
I was
so surprised and my heart melted. After being cut off from the rest of society, I thought it was so cool to see these messages. I'd like to thank Heather, Teresa, and Robin. I'll never forget about those messages and will hang on to them. They mean a lot to me. Keep up the good work. Thank you and have a great day.
Oh, that was great.
I cry so easily. And
that was so nice. I have goosebumps.
Oh, my God. Great. I cry so easily. And that, and if I thought about that any deeper, and if she kept going for 5 more seconds, I would have started... At least watery-eyed and choked up.
Nice.
That was very sweet. I'm so glad that you were able to get, that relief from those people that are subscribed to the Patreon. I don't really know what to say because I've never dealt with, like, I've dealt with a lot in my life, but never a natural disaster. You know what I mean? Like, I have no idea what it's like, you know, tornado, hurricane, whatever it is for... You know, you to just be going about your day and all of a sudden Mother Nature changes your entire life. Like it's, you know, my heart goes out to you and, you know, you sound like you're in good spirits and you have a positive attitude about it. And I'm just glad you're okay. And, you know, I hope that you never have to deal with another friggin' hurricane again. And move back up to Massachusetts then. Come back. We'll be happy to have you. But no, all seriousness, my heart goes out to you and I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, that was a great message. That was a really great message.
Yeah, what does that say about your community? That's amazing.
That's a huge thing.
That's
in your
community. Huge.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing that's cool about my demographic being like older, like you know, from like 30 to 60 is my demographic. Where I'm not like for the young crowd. You know what I mean? They're more respectful in the comments and responsible and supportive and encouraging. Yep. Very rarely do I get. You know, negative comments or anything like that. And it's funny, when I started this mental health walk series, I was nervous because it's such a pivot from my comedy content. But it was important to me to show different sides of me so I didn't feel fake. And my page was more a representation of who I am, all aspects of it. So I was nervous, like, how is this going to be received? Are people going to be like, all right, just bring in the funny. What are we doing here? And and I've been making videos for a couple years now, and every now and then I'll get negative comments on videos. It happens all the time. You know what I mean? 99% of them are positive, but every video has a couple negative comments. They're on all of my walking videos. I read every single comment, and there hasn't been one negative comment, and I've done like 40 of them.
That's great.
So it's really cool. It just speaks to like the people that I have following and the community that I built. And one thing about social media, it's like the community builds itself. I had no say on, all right, who's going to gravitate towards me? Who's going to like my stuff? That was just kind of, I put stuff out there and whoever receives it, receives it. So I just kind of got lucky that like I keyed in on like a demographic of people that are, you know, overall like good people and nice. And so it, I mean, makes my life easier when it comes to doing this sort of stuff. And yeah, that was very sweet that they were able to, you know, that they were thinking about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so selfish. I don't think about people like that all the time. You know what I mean? And for people to think of a complete stranger, like, oh, I hope this lady that I'm on Patreon with is all right. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That was great.
Very great.
Packy, what do you do for work?
Sell cars.
Oh, nice.
I'm a car salesman.
That's awesome.
It's a great thing.
You would think he's too nice to sell cars. Nice. Car salesmen usually have to have like a little.
But you know, they're buying the car more or less, but they're really not buying the car. They're buying you in the dealership.
Right.
You treat them well. You treat them nice, and you're polite and kind. They're like, he's not your typical car salesman.
What car dealership do you work for?
A Subaru dealership in Hyannis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's not bad.
I let him give a plug on one of the episodes.
Yeah, it was great. It's a great thing.
Awesome.
It's been awesome. I've been there.
Wait, didn't me doing what I do result in a sale?
It did.
Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so I had this customer I went on a test drive with, and she's an actress. She's like a live actress, like theater type girl. She drives. She goes, yeah, I'm an actor, but actress, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, that's cool. I said, I'm trying to get into acting too. I said, I'm on a podcast with my buddy. She goes, oh, what's it called? I said, it's called the Nobody Cares Anthony podcast. She goes, is that the guy that does the town group chats and the misspelled labels? I was like, yeah. She goes, oh my gosh. I bought a cameo from him for Christmas for my husband. I said, oh, how'd it go? She goes, not well. Never responded. Totally joking. Made that
okay,
up.
Okay,
but she said, she was like, I was this close to buying a cameo for him, and then I just showed it to New York, so I had to leave. But she was like, I almost bought him a cameo from Anthony. I've been following him for a long time. And it started off by her going, I'm just trying to try this car. And by the time the end of the test drive, when I was talking to her, she came back and goes, yeah, I want to buy this.
Aww,
I
said,
that's all right. I love
so
that.
Thank you for buying the car. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll take a piece of the commission. Sure. Thanks, Mackie.
Of course. It was
that's awesome.
It was great. She was very, very happy. So
speaking of what people do for work, do you want to touch on like all the fucking 700 projects that you're into? Or you know what I mean? Maybe talk about half of them. We got 3 hours. Go ahead. No, but seriously, I know you don't just have like one thing that you do.
You tell me what I do.
So Jackie is a social media manager, content creator. She works with businesses so she doesn't create content for herself. She works she works with businesses to help them create content for their business to help generate sales. She also is the proud owner of a women's recovery house that's thriving and has a great reputation amongst the recovery community.
Oh, thank you.
She's helped a lot of women stay clean and sober and
get through their mental health stuff.
When I first met Jackie, she used to be in charge of an illegal Facebook group where she would do these raffles. It was called Take a Chance.
Oh,
you could pay $25, and then all of a sudden she'd spin a wheel, and if it landed on your name, you could be the proud owner of $1,200.
Oh, yeah.
So she's come a long way from spinning virtual wheels on illegal Facebook groups. Now she's doing all the social media stuff and owns a
wonderful. It was during COVID.
I forgot about that.
So I was managing.
Don't talk too much because the IRS, they hired like 400,000 new employees. They might be listening. Don't talk too much about the details of it. But yeah, go ahead.
Were they called raffles or waffles? Like WAFF.
Raffles. I was. Yeah.
She's basically going to. She, the amount of money she made off that, she's going to be able to put both of her children through college.
That's a lie. But Anthony used to just be like, oh, tough day today, right? You just spin a wheel. Just sit back and spin a wheel. And you know, it was good. It was during COVID times.
Yeah.
That community in itself was like amazing. It was like a group of women who still text me on my birthday that I've never met in real life. Yeah. And I've connected with some of them to help, you know, a family member and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm a big advocate on community. And yeah, aside from that, I started my own business 2 years ago doing social media management, and I took a leap of faith, and it's evolved into something that is amazing. But I'm tired. I'm also a full-time mom, and yeah, and I have Graceland Recovery, and we're thriving over there in Graceland.
I love that. I totally forgot about those
raffles. I did win a couple times on the raffles. I did okay, but yeah, it was frustrating. An Xbox. It was frustrating. Yeah. Wait, the Xbox, I just took the cash option for that. Yeah. We don't need.
After I saw that, that's how we choose our lunch at work, is because of that wheel.
I do the chore wheel at the house.
Yeah.
So the girls do a biweekly. They have to have a chore in the house.
Yeah.
So we spin the wheel, and like, it's the number one thing that people love.
Yeah.
Get the wheel out.
Has a girl ever got back-to-back bathrooms and been like, fuck this wheel?
Someone told me, why are we doing a wheel? You know, Andrew's had the bathroom like 4 weeks in a row or something like that. And I was like, it's up to the wheel.
Hey, the wheel is just.
Yeah, people always used to think I could like fix the wheel. I'm like, no. You cannot rig that wheel ever.
Can I just say, in total, I've probably spent, I don't know, 5 years altogether living in a recovery house, and you're supposed to do a chore every day, depending on what the chore is. And in that 5 years, I probably did a chore maybe 6 times the entire time. Never did my chores.
I don't ever remember having a chore at the Cape House, ever.
Oh, well, that was, we had rats the size of footballs, Packy. Those were New York City rats. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we invented a new strand of rat in the Cape.
No, I mean, Quincy has a lot of restaurants. There is a rat thing, but the girls keep up with chores daily.
Yeah, well, you run the house.
I run a tight ship, and I couldn't do it without, you know, the management.
You run a tight ship.
I'm very hands-on. Typically, I'm there every Sunday, every other Sunday. I work a lot behind the scenes with the families. I'm thinking about starting a family meeting just because I think that, you know, addiction, I know addiction, the families are affected, right?
Yep.
So I think sometimes in my head it would be a good place, instead of doing all of this. Again, these one-on-one texts and calls are good during the week, but I think somewhere where we can all come together as families and kind of have that, again, that community, that network to just bounce things off. Because I think people think, oh, my daughter's unique. And it's not that your daughter's unique. She suffers from the disease of addiction or alcoholism, or has some mental health stuff.
Of course. Mm.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's awesome. not easy work. I mean, I've never owned a recovery house, but I've lived in so many where I can kind of put myself in the shoes of somebody that owns one. And then I did work for a treatment center where I was in. One of my jobs for a long time was I'd get a call at 11 p.m., midnight. Hey, so-and-so got high. I need you to go to the house and figure it out. And I'd have to go to the house, and I'm dealing with somebody that's nodding out, or I'm dealing with somebody that's shit-faced, and the goal is to try to get them into treatment so they're safe and you don't have to worry. And that's a difficult job. And, you know, so owning a house is no – it's not just – because I used to have this, like, this – thought behind it where it was like, oh, they make so much money and all they have to do is sit back and collect rent. And there are levels, like there's people that own houses that don't have a vested interest, and there's people that own houses that have like somewhat of a vested interest, and then there's the people that should own houses and do that have a high vested interest. And oftentimes that high level of interest results in the house becoming successful in you know, getting a lot of success stories out of it. But if you do have that high intensity, that high level of interest, and you're really making sure everybody in the house is doing well, and you're keeping an eye on things, it's fucking really difficult. And then also really sad, because you could have a woman in the house that you're really rooting for, and she falls off the wagon, then you have to be the bad guy.
Yep.
Yeah, and that happens a lot, to be honest. Like you spoke on a couple of things, but one, I think that, you know, getting into this industry, I think there is a preconceived notion that you just sit back and collect the checks, and it's definitely not that way.
No way.
Mm-hmm. There's so much that goes into it. And then the second part is, it sucks being the bad guy. I'm a human. I fall short all the time. I have people pleasing things. Like, I have my own struggles, right? And I think they see I walk in and I have my car and, you know, my family, and I go home at night and it's like, I'm just like them, right? Yeah. If I make one bad decision, like, I'm right back there. Yep. For me, that's my truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I always keep that up front. And so that's why I really drive home the being there part. Because for me, it's like, if I don't show up and I don't have integrity, right? If I show up and make agreements, that keeps me intact to like who I am. And it helps my recovery and helps me, you know, stay on point and things like that. So yeah, I just, it's been a blessing. It's definitely been a learning curve for me, but yeah, I enjoy what I do for sure.
Good. I love that. I think for me, do you remember when I do the hair follicle test at the recovery home?
Because you ate the blue cheese at DJ's and you popped for opiates.
What?
It was an actual thing. The blue cheese at DJ's
had poppy
was
seeds
making people, because it has poppy seeds in it, was making people fail Quick Cups.
Stop.
And the owners of the houses didn't believe any of the people.
How could they?
And it was happening all the time. So one of the owners, one of the people that ran a bunch of recovery houses, took all of her house managers out to eat at DJ's. They all ate the blue cheese and they all popped.
Yeah, five, six people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then it was crazy. But that was when I realized, because I was like, I was telling the lady who ran, I was there for 8 months. I told the lady, I was like, I'm telling you, I didn't get high. But how could she believe me?
Yeah.
It took a little while for me to realize, like, how the hell could she believe me? How many people have told her, I'm not high. It's faulty cup, you know?
Yeah.
And they literally had to go to a lab. I had a buzz cut, so they had to cut hair off my armpit to test it. Because for like, I guess a half inch goes back 30 days, an inch goes back 60 days. And that's how they found out I wasn't actually using. But it's to a point where it's like, that's where for me it realized, all right, I don't blame them for not believing me.
Yeah.
Because of how many people that have said, oh, I'm not high. It's like, okay.
It reminds me of a funny story of that time when we lived in that house that I'm going to tell on the Patreon. And if you're listening now and you're like, oh, he's trying to get us over to the Patreon. The reason why I do that is because some of the stories are a little iffy. And I know the people on my Patreon are like my big supporters that like really rock with me. And it's not going to get spewed out into the public. And this story is a little sensitive topic. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I'll tell that story on the Patreon. I think you know which one I'm talking about.
I have to. I was there with you.
Yeah.
So I was there. I lived it.
So I think we'll wrap it up and we'll move over to the Patreon side of things. So if you're listening and you want to hear more, pop over to my Patreon if you're subscribed. If you're not, it's only $5 a month. Check it out. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a fucking piss a call to action. Fucking hope you stop by the Patreon.
All right. And if you...
I don't want to be exploited.
And if you liked having Jackie on as a guest, make sure you go listen to her anytime she's a guest on a different podcast, because she'll never be on this one again. You know, you can... If she... We'll cut this out. Okay, thanks. Fucking Patreon. Bye.
Love y'all.